Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And away we go with hour number three, ladies and gentlemen. Just a couple of hours remaining in the greatest sports talk entertainment spectacle on the face of planet Earth. It is the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you, my dudes, my dudettes. We are working our way through the 2024 The Rob Brown Show mock draft. Let me get you caught up with where I have it drawn up so far. With the number one overall selection in the 2024 The Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Chicago Bears went with Caleb Williams, the quarterback out of USC. I continue to believe that Jaden Daniels, is the better quarterback. I think he's got the better NFL career ahead of him. That being said, I recognize I am in a, at least in terms of NFL draft dudes, a pretty big minority, pretty small minority there. Like the minority is big in how small it is. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, again,
I nailed it.
Blame it on the room. Blame it on the room. That's what I'm doing.
I'm good with that. Number two, the Washington Commanders did select Jaden Daniels, the quarterback out of LSU. That put the Patriots on the clock. I think this is a trade back spot. I think there's a bidding war to acquire the services of one Drake May, the quarterback out of UNC. To be clear, I did not put trades in this mock draft. This is just straight up. Obviously, this mock draft is going to be wrong because some folks are going to trade. However, I got to put it together one way or the next. New England goes with Drake May, the quarterback out of North Carolina, at the four spot. The Arizona Cardinals, they are desperate. They've got to have a wide receiver. And my concern is if you trade back too far, you end up in a spot where you're getting like one of the second tier guys, maybe two second tier guys. There are two, in my opinion, great wide receivers and one who's on the borderline in this draft. They end up with Marvin Harrison Jr. at the four spot. And at the five spot, the LA Chargers select Malik Nabers, the wide receiver out of Louisiana State University. And that brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to the New York Football Giants. This is the first spot, great one, where I had about five different guys that I could have thrown into this slot.
Did fandom from people that you know factor into your pick here? Because if you had five, you just went with which one would make that guy the happiest?
Whoever
that guy may be.
It did not. Shout out, because I know he's listening now, to president of the Greenville Triumph, Chris Lewis, and noted New York Giant football fan. Also notably depressed New York Giant football fan, because there is the...
It's probably a normal state.
That's fair.
I know it's mean, but it's fair. It's reality.
The reality, I think, has sunk into him that J.J. McCarthy is a very possible pick, because it's not exactly a secret now that the New York Football Giants are exasperated with one Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, their current QB. They got a receiver last year in Jalen Hyatt out of Tennessee. They do have Darius Slayton on that team. They do have Wandale Robinson on that team. Of the teams that we have talked to so far, this is the best wide receiver group of any of the quarterback situations we've discussed, with the exception of Chicago, who is DJ Moore and Keenan Allen up front. I think Jalen Hyatt has got it in him to be a stud. Darius Slayton as your Y is pretty good. Wandale Robinson as your Z is pretty good. So I went back and forth. I am going to say this is too high for a running back. And I do think the Giants, after the loss of Saquon Barkley, need to be looking at a running back. Ladies and gentlemen, much to the chagrin of one Chris Lewis, for the New York Football Giants, the pick is in. With the sixth overall selection in the 2024 The Rob Brown Show mock draft, the New York Football Giants select J.J. I'm just kidding, Roma Dunze. Chris hasn't texted me like a middle finger emoji yet, so I'm assuming we're good. He said it's not even the real draft, and I got nauseous in your buildup. I think you're paying room.
I just want you to know he got me too with that, because he got me.
I want you to know, Chris Lewis and everybody else, it was between, and by the way, I am shifting because I had heard it, Adunze, and now that I hear that the Washington Huskies radio team went with the Dunze, it's Roma Dunze. That's what we're doing.
Sorry, I recorded that and I should have let you know.
No, that's all good. That's all good. Roma Dunze is the pick here. Now, again, to the chagrin, I would be 0% shocked if they do go J.J. McCarthy.
Hey, look
here.
Who they're showing on the screen right now.
Yeah, old J.J. McCarthy. I would be 0% shocked if New York goes with J.J. McCarthy. In fact, it almost feels like the most Giants-y thing to do here would be to go with J.J. McCarthy and feel like, because New York is all about contention, huh? It's all about attitude. It's all about competition. It's all about showing that guy that I'm better than you are.
All right. Did you ever believe that this is a possibility? And will you be shocked if they actually went J.J. McCarthy?
Do I believe?
Because I would be shocked if they did that.
I would not be shocked. And I would not be shocked because, once again, what's the most valuable position for an NFL team right now?
Is he better than who they have right now?
It doesn't matter. It is about driving the competition. The answer is, though, as you and I have said many times, the answer is, I don't know. He has not played a snap of NFL football. Now, it is obviously different than if you go, could Rob Brown be better than Danny? No, but I'm not a national championship winning college football quarterback. In terms of guys that are actually in that world, there's no way for us to know if J.J. McCarthy definitely is or definitely is not better. There are guys that I'll say, J.J. McCarthy is not better than Patrick Mahomes. He is not better than Lamar Jackson. He is not better than Josh Allen. He is not better than et cetera. Is he better than Danny Dimes? I don't know. I look at J.J. McCarthy as a guy that the New York Football Giants would bring in primarily to see if competition elevated the game of Danny Dimes. And if not, if Danny Dimes can't outperform J.J. McCarthy, then you rotate to J.J. McCarthy and you hope you got it right. But I absolutely do think that a good chunk of the leadership for the New York Football Giants is hanging their hat on whether or not the next guy's the right guy, whether it's Danny Dimes or J.J. McCarthy or somebody else. And as I said earlier, I think sometimes politics comes into play here. If you are Dave Gettleman and you know that another couple of years of failures, the Cowboys have gotten good, the Eagles have won a Super Bowl. Hell, the Commanders over-under win total jumped up to like 7.5, and the popular bet is the over right now. You're about to get passed by the Washington Commanders. Bum, 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 bums. That's bad. So, if quarterback's the most important position on the football field, you're not only adding a second one who is coming off of a national championship season in college football, but you're adding a second one to try to push the last one. Joey B just showed up in the chat and got exactly where I was about to go. He said the last time the Giants reached on a quarterback in the first round, they got Danny Dimes. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. I agree entirely. So the philosophy with this pick, I'm not saying I agree with it or it's the right call. I don't, and it's not. The belief is you would bring in J.J. McCarthy effectively as a threat to Danny. Effectively as a threat to Daniel Jones.
Is that what you want to do with that high of a pick, though?
It's New York, dude. It's what they do. Because, again, it being the most important position, it's a roll of the dice. Now, to me, the right way to handle it, and the way I think they do handle it, is you go get Rome Odunze. You go get the young man out of Washington. Strengths and weaknesses. More than Marvin Harrison Jr., more than Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze is built like an NFL wide receiver. He is tall. He is sturdy. He is lengthy. He does not have blazing speed. But as I pointed out, neither does Marvin Harrison Jr. They've got very good speed. It is not elite speed. It's not 4.3 speed. It's 4.41 speed. It's 4.39 speed. It's more than good enough. But that's not what makes them so good. Rome Odunze has separation ability like Malik Nabers. He also has the ability to go get the ball like Marvin Harrison Jr. This dude is a physical wide receiver, and he loves a jump ball. He might be the best jump ball catcher in this class. No, you know what? He is the best jump ball catcher in the NFL draft. He's the best jump ball catcher in this game. And if I'm throwing Danny Dimes into the red zone, I want to give him that target. He separates well. He is strong. He has great handwork off the line, and he goes up and gets the ball. So what are the weaknesses? Here's a couple. He's not excellent with the double move. Remember when we talked about Malik Nabers a little while ago, and I said the biggest problem for Malik, the biggest problem for me is he does not see beyond the first level of coverage. If you put a press guy on him, he doesn't see the safety over the top. He doesn't see the secondary cornerback behind the first one. He doesn't see where that zone is in a zone man, and that's a big problem. Rome Odunze is kind of the opposite. Rome Odunze sees every level of the defense. The problem is he overreacts. Which means if it's a double move, let's say it's an inside-outside cut, press coverage off the ball. He separates as good as anybody in this draft out of press coverage. Quick step to the inside, good hands to get unlocked from the defensive back. And when he sees the second level, he sees that there's a safety up top who is coming down. That second move, the second cut, he rushes into it. So what is supposed to be inside, cut up the field, 5-yard double move to the outside, he rushes into that double move. So what effectively he ends up doing is a very complicated single move route. In the NFL, that doesn't break a coverage. Second thing that I have a problem with, we talked about this. To me, comeback routes are not a strength for Rome Odunze. In the NFL, your wide receivers, you know, we talk about the clock in a quarterback's head, right? You get the snap, that timer's got to start. And that clock inside a quarterback's head, 3 seconds, I got to get rid of the ball. Even if I'm throwing it into section 103, row F, seat 9, 3 seconds, I got to know it's time to get rid of the football. Wide receivers need that too. Wide receivers need that clock in the head. When they come off the ball, 1, 2, 3, I got to come back to the quarterback now. Again, elementary level wide receiver. You've got to understand, if I run my route and I turn and that guy's got the football, it doesn't matter what the route is. I need to break, set, turn, and get back to the quarterback. Run back to him to present a target with the defense behind you. Roma Dunze does not do that really well. That clock in his head doesn't really seem to tick the way I need it to. And when he does run the comeback route, it's almost a curl. No, man, I need you to sink the hips, lower that center of gravity, snap the body back, and sprint back to the QB. I need you to put any defensive back around you in your back pocket and present your numbers to the quarterback. He doesn't really do that. It's almost a curl. It's almost like, all right, I'll come back. That's a bit of a problem for me. The second thing that I am concerned with, Roma Dunze, as we mentioned a minute ago, excellent jump ball guy. Excellent jump ball guy. Problem is, what happens when you're really good at one element of a game? You make it your game. You can't just be good at one thing. Yeah, unless you're a DH in baseball, you can't make just that one thing. In fact, even that, if you're a DH in baseball, you've got to be able to run the bases. You got to have great base awareness, base path awareness. You've got to have a great understanding of your speed versus the velocity of the baseball when the right fielder throws it to third when you're thinking about making that break. You got to be able to do that calculation in your head as you are rounding second to decide if it's worth the risk or not. You can't be great at one thing. And I think Roma Dunze is so good at elevating and high-pointing the football that it is taken away from his route running a little bit. Hey, man, I'm on single-man coverage on the outside. It doesn't matter if I run a precise route. He's just got to throw it up and I'll go get it. Yeah, not at the next level, bud. Not at the next level. And the last thing that concerns me, not a great run blocker. Not a guy that I trust on the outside to set an edge. Not a guy I trust on the outside to prevent his cornerback from rushing into the backfield and knocking down any sort of sweep that I want to run in that direction. Roma Dunze is off the board now, selected in the sixth spot by the New York Giants. Do not be shocked if J.J. McCarthy comes off the board at this spot. And if he does, do any of you know a good therapist for my friendly Giants fans in the area? When we come back, the Tennessee Titans are on the clock as we run through the first half of the Rob Brown Show mock draft right here on the Rob Brown Show and the only fans upstate. That's a joke.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rob Brown Show continues. We are rolling through our 2024 mock draft. If you are just tuning in, Here's how it's broken down so far. Caleb Williams to the Bears. First overall, Jaden Daniels to the Commanders with pick two. The Patriots in the third spot picked Drake May out of North Carolina. The Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr. out of the Bucknut University. Sorry, the Ohio State Horse Chestnuts. At number four, the L.A. Chargers took Malik Nabers at number five. New York Football Giants selected Rome Odunze, the wide receiver out of Washington, at number six. Give you one more name I think could go there. Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers would be – would Brock Bowers not be a perfect football giant? It feels like he would fit real well in the offense and what they try to do there. With Danny Dimes being a guy that has surprisingly good legs to move a pocket left and right – a great pass-catching tight end coming across the middle for Danny Dimes would be huge. You know, you start Brock Bowers on the right, you roll Danny Dimes left, you have Brock chase him across the field. I actually really, really like that selection there. I still think they go wide receiver with Rome Odunze. And that brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to pick number seven. The Tennessee Titans are on the clock. And just like that, the pick is in. With the seventh overall selection in the 2024 The Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Tennessee Titans select Joe Alt, offensive lineman, Notre Dame. When you have a guy like Will Levis that you're bought into, and remember, early in the career of his one season so far, early in the season, there were some spots where Will Levis shined last year. When he took over for Ryan Tannehill, what was it, like week five, six, he stepped in? When he took over for Tannehill.
Especially that first game.
That first game, what did he go, three tutties in that game to DeAndre Hopkins? He has shown the potential. He has shown the potential that I think it is worth Tennessee's effort to invest, to buy into him. They have done that at the wide receiver spot. They got Nuke. They brought in Calvin Ridley. I think Calvin Ridley can be an excellent addition. They got Treylon Burks. I think Treylon Burks as a Z receiver could be very, very good. I actually really like what they have done so far with the offensive line. Peter Skoronski, my favorite guy from last year's draft, is on this offensive line. I think this offensive line needs one more piece, and I think Joe Alt is that guy. Joe Alt is, first off, freaking enormous, okay? They got him listed at 6'8", 315. If that dude don't start his first game at 325, color me purple. He's going to be a mammoth of a man. He's also got the pedigree. His dad, John Alt, was a Pro Bowl NFL tackle. His brother, Mark Alt, was a pretty good NHL player. Want to guess what his role was in the NHL? Goon.
Yeah, I was going to say. Enforcer. I was going to say goon, but I was trying to think if there actually was a technical term in hockey for that.
Oh, but hockey maybe people love goon.
Goon is the technical term.
Goon is
term.
It. There's a lot I like about this guy. He is, again, super intelligent on the line. Understands, based on alignment and movement, what an offensive line is likely to see. Number two, great combo block guy. Great combo block guy. And when you are looking at trying to keep Tony Pollard, your new running back, because they are investing in Will Levis and all around him, when you're trying to keep Tony Pollard in a flow, having a combo blocking guard or tackle, and he's going to be a tackle at 6'8", there's no way he's not a tackle, is big. What a combo block means is this. You put him on the tackle, and let's say that the defensive end is playing to the outside and there's a linebacker out there. What a guy like Joe Alt can do is get an arm, get a block on the defensive end, and push him out wide. Maybe push him out to a spot where the tight end can help. So he pushes the defensive end out wide. Tight end jumps in on that block with him. And once that guy's effectively out of the play, he seamlessly transitions up the field. And now he's blocking at the second level. Now he's up with the linebackers. The ability of him to go from one to the next is as good as any offensive tackle has been in the last couple of years. Incredible footwork on this guy. Incredible footwork. Maintains first contact. Does not lose his balance. He's not a guy that you're going to bull rush and knock him backwards and he's going to lose his balance. I don't know why I'm acting so much of this out today.
Yeah, it's not a good move for you with the current air situation.
I know. I'm sweating over here. Weenus and sweaty pitch.
You notice I'm just not moving.
That's fair. It's the right call. It's hot. So, you're not gonna bull rush him and knock him off balance. My man goes 6'8", 315, but he plays with a low center of gravity and excellent footwork. So, what is the issue for Joe Wall? Because, you know, I got to give you the weaknesses for everybody here, and there are a few. Number one, we talked about combo block. That means aggressive block. Almost too aggressive out of the gate. Big forward lean when he is trying to block downfield. Now, you're not going to get into Joe Alt knocking backwards. I'll tell you what I do think will be a weakness, getting pulled forwards. He shoots out into a defensive end, and that defensive end is aware. If he can get that hand up over and he puts it on the back of that shoulder pad, he's knocking Joe Alt to the ground face first. Or if he's really getting into like a good defensive tackle, if he's blocking down and in, that tackle gets his hands inside of Joe Alt into the shoulder pad, he's steering Joe Alt now. Because Joe Alt plays forward. He plays with that forward lean, and that's a problem. Second thing, Lonzo was an offensive lineman. I don't know about your coach, but mine, when I was playing tight end and we were learning blocking, great one. My tight ends coach, Don Arthur, would take film, and he would put it on the big board, and he would literally take like a protractor, and he would show you the angle you were bending at the waist. Do not bend at the waist. You do not block at your waist.
Yeah, we couldn't afford protractors, so not.
We afford, they're like a cent. In your day, they were probably less than a cent.
Yeah, well.
If I five for a cent.
Think about it. Also, it may have been they would make good projectiles.
You got to worry about your teachers. Yeah, I got it.
It's like throwing stars. You don't want any of that in there.
You don't need your geometry teacher out here going Ninja Gaiden on his third period class.
Although if he does and you learn how to block and avoid, it probably would help you on the football field.
Too much waistband out of Joe Alt, and that concerns me a little bit. When you are 6'8", waist bend creates a problem. The reason that when you block, if you ever watch a video of a good offensive line, when they do that kick move or the out-the-gate move, they present numbers. Why do they present numbers? Because you need your chest over your feet. If you are too far forward or too far backwards, how many times have we talked about center of gravity today? Your center of gravity isn't over your feet. I can move you. I could move a 6'8", 315-pound man if I can get him leaned forward or leaned back. Because at that point, you lose to physics 100% of the time. If you bend at the waist, you are not only taking the power away from your legs, you're moving your center of gravity out past over your feet. And if your center of gravity is not over your feet, you're movable. I don't care how big you are. That's going to end up being the biggest problem. When he kicks back into pass coverage, he's pretty good about this. It's when he's coming forward in run coverage that it ends up being a problem, run blocking, that it ends up being a problem. Joe Alt off the board at number 7 to the Tennessee Titans. When we come back here in just a minute, we move on to pick number 8, one that I'm assuming some of y'all care about. Ladies and gentlemen, on the board, the Dirty Birds, the Atlanta Falcons. I'll give you their pick when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, 1, 2, 3 in the Rob Brown Show mock draft. Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and Roma Dunze go 1, 2, 3 for wide receivers at the 4, 5, 6 pick. Then we get our first offensive lineman off the board with Joe Alt going to Tennessee at number 7. And ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the Atlanta Falcons. The Dirty Birds sitting at number 8. We know they went and they got their quarterback because they're playing $180 million to Kirk Cousins to play in the NFC South next season. They went with Bijan Robinson.
Aren't you? You're afraid of Kirk Cousins. A little bit. His consistency.
I'm afraid of Kirk Cousins the way the rest of the division is afraid of Derek Carr. Here's what I mean. Do I think he's great? No. Do I think he's good enough to win this division? Yup. That's it. He's good enough to win the division. Do I think Kirk Cousins is a Super Bowl guy? No, not really. Do I think there's enough talent in Atlanta around him that he can be taken to a Super Bowl and win it? Yes, I do.
All he's got to do is play as bad as Tom Brady did, and he can win the division.
You're not wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, with the 8th selection. Oh, wait a minute. The Atlanta Falcons, the pick is in. Man, that was almost real bad.
Yeah, I thought you were
almost blew my own gimmick.
I'm thinking,
there.
I thought we weren't doing trades. Yeah. And you make hold on.
I almost blew my own gimmick.
Someone's
there.
On the phone.
The Atlanta Falcons with the 8th pick in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft select Byron Murphy II, defensive lineman from Texas. Not going to make a lot of Falcons fans thrilled.
Because I was thinking, who?
It's going to be one that a lot of Falcons fans are going to say, who?
They'll say it just like that, too.
Who?
Who?
Here's why I like this pick. I went back and forth. There's really one other spot that I really think you could lean on here, and that's a linebacker. However, this is not a great year for linebackers. There's a bunch of edge guys that, like, maybe you could convert them to an outside linebacker. None that I really love even in that role. Byron Murphy II is my pick. And Shane just popped up and said, why not Dallas Turner or another edge? I'll tell you why. And again, this is me playing the role of GM. And I will tell you, this is not a pick that I saw many places elsewhere. The reason why is because of what you already have in the ATL. This is a team that is set up very similar to Carolina. You're going to have a healthy mix of 4-3-3-4. Your linebacking core is not excellent. The problem is in this division, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Carolina, I think you're going to see this year, based on what I saw last year, I think you're going to see teams start to convert to running the ball a lot. Lonzo, for 3 years now, has been screaming at Carolina to run the damn ball. And I think you're going to see that this year. I think Dave Canellis is a guy that is going to allow BY to be comfortable in the pass game instead of forcing it. I felt like Frank Reich forced it a lot. I think down in Tampa Bay, I think they certainly, with Baker Mayfield, recognize that Baker's a guy that the run game's got to be successful for him to be successful, and they just paid him $100 million. He needs to be successful. This is a lockdown the middle of the field player. He is not going to be a guy that is going to be super sexy on the stat sheet. But he is a guy that demands double teams. This is a guy who is my favorite word in football, gap disruptor. He's a gap disruptor. He fires.
Two words.
Favorite phrase in football. That's what I said. He is a gap disruptor. You can line him up in the 0. You can line him up in the 3 on either side. And he is such a quick movement off the ball that even good offensive linemen have a tough time clearing him out of a gap, which can change the run game. If he gets lucky and he ends up sealing off the gap they play and I'm running in, now the running back's got a decision to make and it opens up the field for other guys to make a play. I do think Atlanta needs an edge rusher. But I went and I looked, and there are some good rushers. There are some good edge guys out there. I think a lot of them. And so that we're clear, another trade down spot for me. Atlanta's very much. In fact, I would say Atlanta probably my second favorite team to trade out of, second or third favorite team to trade out of the top 10. Arizona is a big-time trade possibility. New England is a big-time trade possibility. And I'm going to say Atlanta is the third best trade possibility because I do think they could drop back to, I don't know, say 11, trade with the Vikings, let the Vikings come up if they are truly all in on J.J. McCarthy and get him there. I think Atlanta's a very big trade down possibility. And the reason why is whether you want to go with an edge or defensive tackle, there's going to be a handful of those guys that are available for you mid-round, late round. I'd like to point out, we are now at pick number 8. This is the first edge or defensive guy. This is the first defensive guy, period, that's come off the board. Atlanta could trade back dramatically, but I'm not doing trades in the draft. And Atlanta's biggest need, I do not think, is in the defensive backfield right now. Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, like they're holding it down back there. I'm not worried about that. Maybe a corner. I think there's enough corners and enough teams that aren't going to go that direction that Atlanta could still hang back. I think as far as edge rushers go, there's a few good ones. Jared Verse is in that mix, for instance. I think I'm looking around at Atlanta, and I think they've got to build their defense inside out. Their run stop was not good last year. Hasn't been good the last few years. To me, if I'm building Atlanta's defense, that's priority one. I have to stop the run in this division. I cannot allow Alvin Kamara to beat me here. That's the type of guy I'm looking for. On top of that, if we truly are looking at the depth charts for the teams across this division, if we're looking at the depth chart for the Panthers, if we're looking at the depth chart for the Buccaneers, if we're looking at the depth chart for the Saints. We know what the Saints are in terms of their running back spot. Alvin Kamara at number one, Jamal Williams at number two. The Panthers coming into this year, and I do think there are moves to be made here, but Chuba Hubbard one, Raheem Blackshear probably two. Buccaneers coming into 2024. They're going to have Rashad White and Chase Edmonds. Some people, I think, great one, are going to look at a diminished set of running backs in the NFC South because it's not a great running back division with the exception of Bijan Robinson in Atlanta. Does that not make you want to bulk up the run defense even more? Like, let's stop them from running at all. Because I'll tell you right now, despite the fact that I believe in him, if I can force these games into the hands of Bryce Young, I'll take that shot. Till he proves he can do it, I'm going to treat him like he can't. I want to take the run away. Y'all believe in Baker Mayfield to the tune of a $100 million contract? Cool, man. Game's on him because I'm taking Rashad White the hell out of this game. That's the reason I think they go with Byron Murphy the second. Tell you what, let's get one more pick in here because we're going to have to run through the back half of the first round. Let us move on to pick number 9. The Chicago Bears are back on the clock at number 9. And ladies and gentlemen, the pick is in. With the number 9 overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Chicago Bears select Jared Verse, edge rusher, Florida State University. I love this player. I love this player. I love Jared Verse. There is one. There's two true critiques that I have about Jared Verse. The first is he ain't exactly the size you're looking for. He goes 6'4", 254. Just to put that in comparison, I go 6'3", 245. Okay? He's barely bigger than me. Granted, he's built a little different than I am. He's not an ideal size for an edge rusher, but he is absolutely Red Bull in a human body. The energy level is through the roof. He is fast as hell. Whether you're putting him off the edge, whether you're putting him as a defensive end, whether you're setting him as an outside backer, he is as fast as any edge in this spot. We've talked how many times about leverage, right? Bending at the waist, center of gravity, all that. Jared Verse is phenomenal at understanding and taking advantage of leverage. He understands angles. He understands center of gravity. He understands how to get a guy off balance and how to take advantage of that. My favorite thing, he is as versatile of a pass rusher as you're going to find. He's got moves. He understands pass rush routes. Talk about routes with wide receivers. He understands pass rush routes. He understands, hey, that tackle kicked too far back. I know I'm supposed to go outside, but he has just kicked so far back that he has now set the edge. If the quarterback wants to get around that guy, he now has to actively work around his own offensive tackle. That means I can cut to the inside. He is not a robot. He understands pass rush lanes, and he takes advantage of those. So I love this player. I don't love his size, and I think that he is going to have to get better as a tackler. He's kind of a drag down tackler. He's kind of a guy that wants to wrap around the waist and then go dead weight. Well, you got two problems with that. Number one, NFL quarterbacks, by and large, stronger than the guys that you're going to play in college. And number two, we just banned the hip drop tackle in the NFL. You can't do that anymore. You got to actively run through tackles now. So I get a little bit worried about that. There is an issue with size, an issue with tackling form. I can't teach size. He's 6'4". I can't teach him to be 7 foot tall. 7 foot tall? Can't teach that. I can teach him how to tackle. I can teach him form. I can teach him to run through tackles. Outside of that, there's nothing I don't like about Jared Verse, and that is why, with the number 9 selection in the 2004 NFL Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Chicago Bears go Jared Verse. So as we wrap up the hour, here is where we stand. Three quarterbacks off the board, 1, 2, 3. Caleb Williams goes to Chicago. Jaden Daniels goes to Washington, and Drake May goes to New England. 4, 5, and 6, three wide receivers off the board. Marvin Harrison Jr. to Arizona at 4. Malik Nabers to the Chargers at 5. And Rome Odunze to the Giants at 6. The Tennessee Titans, first offensive lineman off the board with Joe Alt at 7. The Atlanta Falcons, first defensive lineman off the board at 8 with Byron Murphy the 2nd. And to finish out this hour, number 9, the Chicago Bears select Jared Verse. When we come back, we will jump through picks number 10 through 16, and I will highlight the teams you need to keep an eye on that are likely, most likely, in my opinion, to move up or down within the first round. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if we were doing the reader of the Sports Flash draft, with the first overall selection in the reader of the sports draft, I had such a good thing going. Lonzo.
It's all right. I would have stayed in school anyway. More money there. New Panthers wide receiver Deontay Johnson spoke with media after a voluntary camp yesterday. Johnson said he believes he can help second-year quarterback Bryce Young over his rough rookie season. Johnson called Young accurate and smart, saying he's a great player, can make every throw on the field. I'm here to make him better, help him grow. Speaking of the state of South Carolina, we weren't, but I'm going to now. The state of South Carolina got another champion last night as former South Carolina Gamecock Trick Williams defied the odds and defeated the Mad Dragon Ilya Dragunov to become the NXT champion. Congratulations from all of us here at the Rob Brown Show, and whoop that trick. Tune in tomorrow for Wire to Wire, or better yet, join them as Cole Bryson and Diesel broadcast live from Dave and Buster's in Greenville. Come out and hang with the guys as they get you ready for the first round of the NFL draft.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.